In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Bill Houlihan, who died just a few days ago. The prophet Ezekiel spoke in the first reading that was given to us by Miss Stella. It says that if the wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, if he keeps all my statutes and does what is right, he shall surely live, and he shall not die. None of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. He shall live because of the virtue he has practiced. When you hear those words, what occurs to your mind as Catholics? What do you think of? Immediately what comes to mind is what? This is the sacrament of penance. This is what goes on within the soul. For a man to truly gain the effects of sacramental confession, this is what has to happen within their soul. And speaking about it in the prophet Ezekiel here, where he says, that wicked man, if he's committed his sins, no matter how great they may be, but yet he decides that he's going to keep the commandments of God and do what is right, he will live. And even more than that, it says, none of the crimes he shall have committed shall be remembered against him. He shall live because of the virtue he's practiced. This is a great grace. It doesn't matter how bad your sins of your former life are. It doesn't matter how numerous they are. It doesn't matter when they were committed, what your knowledge was at the time. None of those things matter when a soul confesses those sins sacramentally to a priest in the confessional. Not only does it not matter to the priest, because I can tell you from example, the priest really doesn't care what the sins are. He doesn't want to really hear them. He doesn't want to remember anything about them, so you don't have to worry about that. But it says, the sins will not be remembered. And he's speaking as a prophet on behalf of God. What is that preface by? It says there in the very first line of the reading, thus saith the Lord God. God saying, if he turns himself away from these sins with such radical contrition, God says, I will forget them. That's a very, very powerful thing. And that's a grace that is offered to you and I only in the only sure way in which we can receive it when we go into the confessional. It is with those words that Deacon can do test to this, that I've lured so many of the men in our prison system here to go and make that act, to entrust themselves to God in confession, saying it doesn't matter who remembers it, whether it's the world and everybody around it and all the officers there and all the files that they slap in your face over and over again of the things that you've done and all the other ones who knew and participated and everyone outside who remembers everything it is that you did, and because of that there's broken relationships and all sorts of trouble that is there. It doesn't matter what the evil spirits seek to plague you and attack you from the outside because they seek the destruction of your soul, no matter what they remember. And it doesn't matter what you yourself, that internal plaguing voice that picks at you little by little, telling you that you're not good enough because of something you did way back when and continue to do so when you absolutely knew you should have done better. If you go to sacramental confession to the most unworthy of priests and you integrally make that confession with a firm purpose of amendment and a desire to do that penance, which is assigned to you, over and done with, for all eternity, God himself chooses not to remember the sin. That's a powerful thing. That's a grace that only Catholics are able to make use of. A great and profound grace, and something that should be lived in all the more. That's why I go to confession every single week. Because I don't even want a week's worth of sin to be held against me, to be remembered by God anymore. Today's a First Friday. You want to make real good use of the First Friday, whatever hours of adoration you were able to do or unable to do. You want to make real good use of the First Friday? Immediately after Mass, go straight into that confessional box. That's where I'll be waiting until after the Stations of the Cross. And in there, you can receive not just what St. Ezekiel is speaking about here, that in an Old Testament understanding, but over a New Testament understanding that it's absolutely forgotten for all eternity, and with that firm knowledge that, for sure, it's been completely done away with. Not something that we're hoping for someday. And when those thoughts come up from everybody else in the world that reminds you of who you were, what you were, and how you can never be the same because they remember. Those evil spirits, when they come and they plague you and remind you of all those things that happened before and nag at you, seeking because they want to drag your soul down to where they will spend eternity. Or even that inner voice that constantly pulls you and I down because it's stuck within us, part of that unredeemed human nature that still remains there. No matter what they say, God says, you confessed it. My priest forgave it with my power, and so you're totally free for all eternity. There are no more powerful and more meaningful words in the language of the church, the language of the human heart, than to have the only one who matters to say, ego te absolvo, or that is to say, I absolve you from all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.